The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Aisling Larkin is back with me, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach, to talk about what? What's the thing that ties all of this glorious food together?
I know, it's an unusual one today. Mayonnaise. The ultimate comfort
really?
Food. Yeah,
so,
I know.
Sorry, there's chocolate cake here though. Is there mayonnaise in that? Oh God, right. There's no mayonnaise on this yet. Am I meant to add it?
You were going to add something to that.
Right, okay. Yeah, I won't say what that is then.
Yeah.
So what's the kind of the story behind mayonnaise? Sorry. What is mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise.
Yeah, it's just like, it's just white sauce that comes in a jar, but I don't know what it is.
So it's an emulsion. It's a stabilized emulsion, right? So an emulsion basically means where oil and water come together. So we have like a classic and a really good simple homemade mayonnaise if you want to do one. And people are so afraid of it, is one full egg, 1 cup of oil, a teaspoon of vinegar, a teaspoon of Dijon mustard and a half teaspoon of salt.
That's it.
That's it.
Mix it up. Mayo.
In a jug. So you can go by hand. And if you're going by hand, you've got to slowly drizzle in the oil if you're doing it with a whisk.
Okay.
But if you use one of like a Ninja or a stick blender, a hand blender, you just put it all in and blitz, blitz, blitz. Take it nice and slowly so it doesn't split. Hey presto, you're done.
And that's it, mayo.
That's it. So it's the egg yolk has something called lecithin in it, and that's the stabilizer. So that's what holds it together. You know, sometimes if you make a salad dressing, you know, it splits. So you've got the two things, you shake it in the bottle and it all comes back together. So with mayonnaise, so it's a stabilizer. And we love it because it's, we're hardwired to love fatty, creamy.
Yeah, it is lovely.
You know, it has that palatability, it has the smoothness in your mouth, all that good stuff.
Where does it come from? Mayonnaise.
Oh, there's a little argument between the Spanish and the French as to who invented it. So there's a story that goes that there was a French chef back in 1756 who was in Port Mahon in Menorca, and it came from Mahonnaise, or the French then kind of claimed, well, actually it was ours and we invented it. So somewhere between, but like you think Spain, you think aioli. You know, that's your classic mayonnaise.
Okay, yes.
So they definitely, there's big ties there.
So we're this is definitive. We're deciding, you're deciding the French robbed it from the Spanish.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
That's it.
All that's
right.
Stickers, that's my story.
Cultural
today.
Appropriation from the French. They're always at it, that bloody French. So anyway, so that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's where it comes from.
Yeah.
How much variety is there on the market in terms of, you know, for people out there now, for whom mayonnaise is a jar of Hellmann's in the press, and that's all it is.
Yeah.
Maybe Hellmann's light if their cholesterol is up a little, you know, and that's it.
No. Or the Hellmann's lighter. And you know, I'm okay.
Lighter again.
Oh, have you tried it?
Oh, that's not like that. That's not like that kind of pink milk.
No.
You know, that's water with a bit of white food colouring.
A little bit like that. Ugh. And there, knowledge, when you taste it, you taste sweet, which is worrying because, like, think about it. Like, from a food development perspective, if you remove fat, you always have to replace it with something. So it's either sugar or salt. So what are they doing? So there's almost like this air of sweetness to it.
Oh, no.
Not good.
Do you want sweet mayonnaise?
No. So I would say stick to the real mayonnaise. If you want to go the lighter varieties are actually okay. They're not bad at all. But for me, it's like, I suppose it's discernment. It's quality over quantity. Have less of it and it'll go further. Your satiety will appreciate it more because of the hard work that it does from that richness and that palatability, I suppose.
We're speaking of delicious things.
So what?
One,
what?
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I'm going to start you with this.
All right,
as she
9.
Holds up and passes over a bottle of mayonnaise.
Kewpie mayonnaise.
Yeah. So this is Kewpie mayonnaise. So if you happened to like not live under a rock for the last 2 or 3 years and you're on social media, you might have seen this. Put a little bit on a spoon.
Okay.
And I brought you some sushi to have it with. Okay. Now it's not the most ideal thing to have
so
with.
So you but want me to just taste this?
Taste it on its own first. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's lovely.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So this is a Japanese-style mayonnaise, okay? Became this ginormous trend. Why is it different? Because it's made with just egg yolks. So traditional, as I said, classic egg, 1 cup of oil. This would have 3 egg yolks to 1.5 cups of oil. So that's the first thing, Japanese. But it also has MSG in it. So it does have a flavour enhancer in it.
Mm.
So that's what makes it delicious. Now, I went to the Asian market to get this. There's a long-winded tale that will tell you that when it's been imported, that the one that comes directly from Japan is amazing. This one is made in Poland and distributed through Amsterdam, I think. Now, I still think, I don't know the difference. I'm not a connoisseur enough to know the difference.
Yeah.
But it's a good mayonnaise, isn't it?
Oh, it's lovely on the sushi.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
really
rich.
Nice.
Like, there's a real element of richness to it. Mm. So that's Kewpie mayonnaise. If you have anybody who's 20 or under, they will know what it is. The rest of us had to learn slowly what it is. Mm. But I really, really like that. Okay, I'm going to take you next to the Hamptons in the summer.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm going to pass this delicious looking board over to you.
Yes.
By the way, I have videos for all of this stuff on Instagram, right, for how to make everything. So little reels for each one. This is a viral chicken salad.
This is chicken.
That's chicken.
Chicken mayo.
Yeah, chicken mayo salad. So it's done deli style, like when you go to one of those really big delis in the States. Very big in the Hamptons during the summer. People will go to these beautiful fine food delis and they'll get tubs of this chicken salad to have in the fridge at home, right? Mm. I adore it. I will make this, have it in my fridge. Good, isn't it?
That's really nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It is really nice.
How do you make that?
So, poached my chicken to like 500 grams chicken fillets, chopped up chicken, with a bit of chicken stock. Cook them just until they're tender. Drain them off. So they've infused a little bit in that stock.
Yeah.
Put them in a food processor. Blitz them down. So this is like a paste for anybody who, you know, you can't see, obviously, you'll see in the video. So we're spreading it on crackers, have it with carrots, have it with celery. So you smooth
it
down.
And it looks like a cross between cottage cheese and hummus.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good description. So blitz it down and then into that 1, 2, 3 dollops of mayonnaise going in, real full fat or the homemade mayonnaise. But then what I put in was apple and celery.
Okay.
Apple and celery are an absolute win with chicken. Mm. So I blitzed up a little bit of fresh apple, a little bit of celery, blitzed it up in there. Black pepper, lots of black pepper in there. Little squeeze of lemon juice if you fancy it. I put a little tiny drop of apple cider vinegar in just to kind of lift, because the mayonnaise is so rich and creamy. You do need that little piquancy. Isn't it gorgeous?
Really nice.
That spread on crackers. And you know, we're talking all the time. We hear high protein snacks. Like, there you go. And if you want to, like, what's a really good tip with mayonnaise, and I tend to do it a lot at home, is if anything that has 3 tablespoons of mayonnaise, I'll put in 1.5 mayonnaise, 1.5 natural yogurt. And I'll just cut it down, cut the calories down, adds a little bit of a tang. But that is the Hamptons viral chicken salad.
It's like a slightly, like, you know, it's not as strong a flavour as pate or something, but it has that meaty flavour to
it
as well.
Yeah, it does.
Lovely.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And like when I make this and I give it to my mum, she's like, oh, you're ruining the chicken. Would you not just have big chunks of chicken? Wouldn't that not be nicer? But there's something about it that it's not meant to be that. This is meant to be something else. So if you're having people over, a little like sharing board with the grapes, the apples, the crackers, the, you know, celery, carrot, I think that's an absolute win and I love
lovely.
It.
Lovely.
Okay, let your eyes wander. Where do you want to go next?
Let's go with the egg and potatoes or something.
This, my friend, is potato salad like you have not had salad before. This is potato salad with smoked crispy bacon, hard-boiled eggs, and a gherkin mayonnaise. So boiled my potatoes.
This isn't helping now, is it? This is like you put in the middle and you take a scoop of it. Oh, right, okay. Just in case I was about to eat it all.
I mean, you can totally eat it all. I'm not going to stop you. But yeah, no, that's like a sharing bowl for four maybe, okay, that you'd put, you know, out with a couple of
bobs. Don't shame me before I even eat it.
I won't. Trust me, I won't. Potatoes cooked and boiled, right, or steamed. I got some gorgeous smoky bacon, streaky.
Oh, that smoky flavour is so good.
Like, I crisped it up and cooked it until it snapped, like that crispy, right? Dice it up, and then I hard-boiled 4 eggs, peeled those, cut them. So I chopped up some of them really small and then cut others into quarters. And then I opened a jar of gherkins, chopped up some gherkins, 2 or 3, tossed them in through. But then I took the brine, so that gherkin liquid, put that into my mayonnaise. So this potato salad, some potato salads are just far too mayonnaise-y for my liking. I want to taste the egg. I want to taste the bacon. I want to taste the gherkins. So that really thins it all out, stretches out that mayonnaise, but coats it, and then finish it with fresh dill would be amazing. Or I had chives, so I finished it with chives.
That is really good.
Isn't it?
Oh, that is so good. I'm sorry. I would eat all of that.
I think you should. I would make that, right? That would get you like 3-4 days in the fridge. You know, any salad you're making that you're bringing to work, if you're having maybe a burger in the evening, put it on the side, it will last. So it's one of the ones that it's worth making and putting in a lunchbox or in a tub and having it in the fridge. So I love that.
Lovely. Let's go with, what's this?
So this is a cracker with hot smoked salmon. This is what you're going to taste.
Oh, right.
So this is a remoulade. So remoulade is made with celeriac.
So it looks like a kind of a slaw.
It is. And that's what it is. If you ever see remoulade, because the amount of times I'm out with people and they'll say, Aisling, what's remoulade? Think of it as like a slaw, right? It's like a coleslaw, but it's made with celeriac. So celeriac is sometimes coined the ugliest vegetable of all the land.
Oh, really?
So yeah, it looks kind of like a turnip, but tastes like celery. So it's a root vegetable, really, really hard and crunchy. It's quite the celery taste, isn't it?
Yes.
So I try and tone it down. So I mix the celeriac. So I peeled the celeriac, julienned it really finely, and then I soaked it in a little bit of vinegar and lemon juice just to kind of clean it up, soften it up a little bit. Then into a bowl with mayonnaise, loads of black pepper in with that one, lots and lots of fresh dill. Mm. I julienned an apple the same, put the apple in, and it's just, it's like a slaw. So think of serving it with a burger on maybe like a brioche with maybe a little bit of seafood, or like this on a cracker with a little bit of salmon, yeah, on the side of a little salad bowl. It's just, it's quite a kind of a fancy sounding one, but it's such a cheap way to get in something that's creamy and crunchy, yeah, but also has kind of bang, it's got a bit of punch, yeah, flavour to it. It kind of wakes you up a little bit and goes, hang on a second, this is what I'm eating here.
Yeah.
And I just think the apple helps to tone down the celery a little bit. What do you think of it?
Really nice.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I'm onto my second helping here.
There you go. And it pairs lovely. Like I said, like even if you were to do like a chicken schnitzel, you know, like a chicken kind of a scallop fried, yeah, crispy chicken, sit a little bit of that on top. Capers. Capers go really well with this as well.
Okay.
Capers over the chicken, a little bit of rocket, like beautiful. I mean, if you're someone who runs a gastro pub or a little bar, that would be a lovely dish to put on seasonally at this time of year. Really nice.
Yeah, really, really nice. Okay. All right, okay.
Before you get too full.
All right.
Mary Rose sauce. Pink sauce.
Mary Rose sauce, red sauce, and mayonnaise mixed together.
Plus?
No, just that mixed together, isn't it?
Ah, Kieran, that's very disappointing.
What are you meant to put into it?
You've got, oh my God. Okay, so the secrets to make a proper, not Kieran Cuddy version Mary Rose sauce, but an Ashley Larkin version of Mary Rose sauce is mayonnaise and ketchup. But you need a shot of brandy.
Oh, really?
Little dribble of brandy in there. I mean, you could leave it out, like, but it technically is meant to have a dribble of brandy,
is it?
Dash of Worcestershire sauce, and a dash of Tabasco, and a little dash of lemon juice, and a little bit of seasoning. So that's what that one has. I'm sure you're picking up all those notes as you're eating it there. What I've done is I have a brioche roll. I've toasted that just a little bit. And then into that, I put some beautiful fresh crab meat and poached prawns. Obviously, let the prawns cool down. Toss them through the Mary Rose and just fill them into the brioche bun. Finish it with a little bit of rocket or a little bit of iceberg lettuce. And a little red onion would be beautiful on top as well. Actually, really nice. Or something like a chive.
So sorry, what goes into it?
Tabasco,
Worcestershire sauce, a shot of brandy, and then your ketchup and mayo.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah, a little bit of lemon juice if you want, which I put in, and then...
Tell the kids at the weekend.
Season it up a little
bit. Have you put your brandy in that yet?
Yeah, maybe don't serve this one with the chips. Will we move to dessert?
Sorry, is that a chicken burger to go?
I was going to like let you avoid that if you want to, because I thought, I mean, that might be just a stretch too far.
Do you know,
I'll tell you about it.
Tell me about the chicken
I'll
burger, because I want to eat some of that
burger.
Dessert, but I actually don't think I could do the chicken burger as well. Because I had the full roll that you just made.
No, it's not a chicken burger. It's a cake burger.
Oh, right.
So it is really, really simply, again, when we were talking about those flavoured mayonnaises, it's adding something to it because mayonnaise is such a carrier. So think of something like roasting garlic, doing that. Something like we said, the truffle, the saffron.
Yeah.
You can add lemon, lime. This is chipotle. So you can buy chipotle paste.
Oh, yeah.
Really nice. Mix your chipotle in with your mayonnaise. And that's all it is. So it's almost like just a little spicy sriracha kind of nod. It's a really lovely way if you want to try and include a fish dinner during the week. So these are hake goujons.
Egg,
breadcrumb, baked in the oven, or you can buy them. A little bit of iceberg lettuce, brioche bun, and your chipotle mayonnaise.
Okay.
Delicious.
I'm having a bit of buyer's regret now, not tasting it. No, I'm not. I can't.
Dessert.
I'm going to go for dessert.
Cake.
Yes.
So I know a lady, right, who makes an epic birthday cake.
Okay.
And up until very recently, never told anybody how she made it.
Oh.
This is how she makes it. So I got the secret. She buys a packet.
And you're going to reveal it on national radio.
Yeah, I am. I'm not going to say who it is, though. So I'm protecting her anonymity. You buy a box of cake mix. Whatever takes your fancy. Betty Crocker or the likes, or I'm sure there's tons of other brands.
Yeah.
All the brands do them. Odlums probably do a lovely one. Put it in, right? So you get your box of cake mix. Into that, you crack in 3 eggs.
Yeah.
Into that, you get 3 massive heaped tablespoons of mayonnaise.
Okay.
Shove it all in the bowl. Mix, 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 mix. Cake's made.
That's it.
That's it. Box of cake mix, mayonnaise, 3 eggs. Nothing else. How light and fluffy and delicious is that cake and moist?
It's lovely.
Like, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
so
I'm doing
airy.
Myself out of business here. But
yeah.
I do think if you ever needed a cheaty chocolate cake, this is it. And then to make the icing. Let me tell you about the icing. It gets better here. Now, there's no mayonnaise in the icing. She uses a tub of Dairy Gold spreadable butter. So spreadable proper butter.
Yeah.
Icing sugar.
Yeah.
And the jar Nutella.
No way,
that's
really?
That's what makes the icing, and that's your icing.
That is great.
Like, isn't it a good cake?
Sorry, do you know what? That's a great cake to make with kids.
Isn't it? It's such a
You know
an
what I mean?
One.
Isn't it?
Like, it's so
spreadable
easy.
Spreadable butter,
icing sugar,
and Nutella.
You can put a little bit of cocoa in. So if you can't get a chocolate cake mix, which you can buy like a vanilla one or whatever you can get your hands on and just put a bit of cocoa in. So your cake mix, 3 eggs, mayonnaise. Who knew mayonnaise would be so delicious in a cake? But sure, it makes sense because what is it? It's oil and it's eggs. And that's what keeps your crumb really tender, really moist, really delicious.
Yeah, that is really light as well and fluffy and everything. Delicious, delicious cake.
What's your favourite mayonnaise recipe?
I think I'm going to go for the potato salad.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's so good.
Isn't it?
Yeah, really, really good.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. It's gorgeous. The little bite of the gherkins, with the smoky with the egg. It's just comfort food at its best.
It is good. Well, I look to my left, actually the chicken mayo spread is lovely. Yeah, it's hard to know. I'm going to go with the potato salad.
Okay.
Anyway,
tick.
Whatever you think sounded nicest, as Aisling said right at the start, all up online. So just look for Aisling Larkin. You'll find her on social media and elsewhere, and it'll all be there. And then she will be back here as well at the same time next week. Aisling Larkin, TV chef and mindful eating coach. We'll talk to you then.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.